Mesechtes Kittin, Daf Yud, seven lines in the bottom of Daf Tesam Beis, and the Gemara in Daf Tesam and Aleph brought a brisa that stated that there are three ways that Gitei Nashim are similar to a Get Meshuchra of an Eved Knani. And the Gemara is that the brisa should have also listed that they are also similar, but negate a requirement that both have to be written and signed Lishma, and that both can't be written while attached to the ground. And the Gemara answered that the brisa only discussing the three Din Rabbanim where Gitei Nashim and Shechri Avadim are similar, but the brisa isn't discussing Dinim such as Lishma and Mechuba, where the Ikadinim are Din Deraisa. And Agamar continues that Bishleim, the first din of the Braisa of Melchu Mevi, which discusses the Takana of Befarin Nechtam and Befarin Nechtam, that surely is a Takana Drabanan. And in addition, the second similarity that the Braisa brought, that there's a similarity between a Get Noshim and Get Shechra of an Eved Knani, is also only a Psul Drabanan, because over there we were talking about a case where an Eid Kuti is puzzled by regular stars, while an Eid Kuti would be kosher by Get Isha and Get Shechra. And the only reason why an Eid Kuti is puzzled by regular shtar is only based on a din rabbanon, as we are concerned that they would lie. However, Agamar now begins. However, the third similarity that's brought in the brisa between get noshim and get shichrav and Eved Knani of kol hashtaris ha'ilim bar koishal evdechavim af pisha chasmein evdechavim kshirin chutz megita noshim v'shichur avadim l'chari, that certainly is a psul deraisa, and certainly there's a psul deraisa for a guy to be an aid chasima on a get isha or on a get shichrav for an eved. And even though it's a psul deraisa, the brisa still brings it. Once the brisa brings similarities between Gitei Noshim and Shta Shechra of Eved Knani b'negeya deraisa tekedidim, then we should also list the case of Mechuba and the case of Lishma. And the Gemara answers be'edim esiru chereb lezo, the ama edim esiru kati, that in the Chanami this brisa is going like the Shita Reb Elazar, that really edim esiru is what creates a get and what actually effectuates the get, and therefore even without having edim chasima, this get would be kosher and valid, and therefore even the third din that is brought as to the similarity between Gitei Noshim and Shechri Avadim, where the Chachamim signed on Get Noshim or Shechri Avadim, over there it's also only a Psul Drabanan, as Midraisa we don't need even need Eid Chasima at all. And Rashi brings the third case of the Braisa, as well as the Mishnah Daf Yudam Beis, is discussing a case where the Seifer was actually a Jew, and therefore there was no problem of the Seifer writing the Get, as Lemaisa was done properly and was done Lishma. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah in the third case of the Braisa is that even according to Rabbi Elazar, that Eidim is serious Kati, however Midrabanan, where it's because the chasim and the edim were puzzle, that the get would be puzzle midrabanan. And Rashi says dilma asal misvchalav blei edim nesira, because there was a gzira drabanan that may be samech on the chasim and edim, even in a case where there wasn't valid edim nesira. And Taisa the Banan Amid says that how can you say that our brice is going like the shita Rabbi Elazar the edim nesira kati, if the end of the brice brings Rab Meir and it says a chadiv Rab Meir ba'aba, and Rab Meir holds edim chasim kati. And Taisa says in chenami, even though the Gemara says a chadiv Rab Meir ba'aba, it doesn't mean that Rab Meir would agree to the first three dinim. It means that those that agree to the first three dinim and they hold edim esira kati, and they also agree to the shita Rav Meir on daf yugimel manalev b'negeya ha'im etengetz et lishti. So then, according to those mandamrim, there would be four cases where there would be similarity between a get isha and shechuri avadim. And the Gemara continues that how can you tell me that the third case of the brisa of akoish levukovim is only a psul drabanan, but lemaisa avadim the tani sefer? Since in the sefer the Mishnah daf yugimel manalev, the Mishnah states Rav Shimon ha'imer af eluk shein. Rav Shimon disagrees with Tanakamo, and he says that even if Gitei Noshim and Shechri Avadim are signed by Eved Chavim, that they would be kasha of Amr Rab Zeir, and Rab Zeir stated Yad Rab Shimon l'shitas Shor Rab Elazar, that Rab Shimon is going according to Shita Rab Elazar, the Amr Eid Mesir Kati, that he holds that Eid Mesir Kati, and that's why Rab Shimon holds that if Gitei Noshim and Shechri Avadim was signed by Eved Chavim, that would still be valid. And the Gemara is Medayik Mechlal, the Tanakama Savaloi, that the Tanakama disagrees with the Shita of Rab Shimon, and he holds that the Eid Mesir is not Kati, but Eid Chasima is Kati, and the reason why Get Noshim and Shechri Avadim a puzzle when Eved Chavim signs on it, is it based on a psul deraisa and not a psul drabanan? And even so, we see that the brisa brings it down, and this is another example where Get Noshim and Shechri Avadim are similar. And L'chayr, since we brought this case down, even though it's a psul deraisa, so L'chayr, the brisa should have also brought a case of Mechuba and a case of Lishma, which are also psul deraisa, and there's a similarity between Get Noshim and Shechri Avadim. And we continue on Daf Yudam Manalv, and the Gemara states, Ikub Ben Aru Shemus Mavakim, that really Tanakama also agrees that the din is only a psul drabanan, and it's based based on the fact that we hold like Rabbi Elazar that really Eidim Sira Kati and really Midoraisa, there should be no problem with a guy signing on a Get Noshim or on a Get Shichra of an Avaknani. The reason why they are possible B'negei a Get Noshim and B'negei a Shta Shichra of an Avaknani is really only a Gzirud Rabbanam, because the Rabbanam were concerned that if you have goyim that signed on to the Get Shichra or the Get Noshim, then people may think that you actually deliver a Get using goyim as well, and the likelihood is that they would actually use the same goyim who signed on the Get as the Eidi Chasima to be the Eidi Mesira. And at that point, you won't have Eidi Chasima, and you won't either have Eidi Mesira. And of course, even according to Rabbi Elazar, that Get would be possible in Duraisa. And the Gemara is pointing out that even Rabbi Shimon would agree to the Tanakama that in many cases we would have such a Gzira. And as the Gemara explains, the only time there would be a Nafkamina and a Machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon is only in the case where his Goyim have shameless Muvakim, which means that these Eidim actually have names that were only used by Eidi Chavim and were never used by Jew, and therefore these names were completely associated with a Goyish name, and everyone would realize that the people who signed onto this Get were Goyim. And the Tanakama holds that it doesn't make a difference what the name of the Goy is, we always have a concern that maybe they will actually use these Goyim as Eidim Asira, and the Rabbanim made a blanket psul that you can't use any Goyim to be a signatory on a Get Noshim or on a Get Shukr for an Avaknani. And as Rashi explains on Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph in Dima Maschal Avu Ben Mokim, the Tanakama passes in all cases the Imachshus Pahani Oslach Shure B'Shem Shem Muvokin, as if we agree to Rab Shimon that will be Machshir where it's a case of Shemus Da Muvokin, then we may also be Machshir B'Shem Shem Muvokin Ayin Sham. However, Rab Shimon holds that the only time Rabbanim made such a takana was only where the name of this guy was a name that is used by Jews. However, if the name of the goyim that are signing onto this Get is certainly and clearly a name of a guy and is never used as a Jewish name, therefore it'll be clear to everyone that these Eidi Chasima were not really proper Eidi Chasima and they won't use them as the Eidi Mesira. And this is not the scenario where Rabbi Elazar's Moida that where it's Bezuyef B'toichai that's considered a Pasal Get. And in this case, Rabbi Elazar would say that this Get would be a valid Get and there wouldn't even be a Psul Drabbanon, as any time that Bezum will see a Get that has names that are clearly names of Goyim, then they will realize that they have to be concerned, and therefore they will require the woman to bring her Eidi Mesira or to prove that there were Eidi Mesira that were Jewish, and this way she'll be able to be Mekayim a Get. And without this woman bringing such Eidis, they will not be Mekayim this Get, and therefore, if you have Shimon, even with Rabbanon, they didn't make a psul on this Get. And the Gemara continues that although the first three cases of the Braisa, we just showed that they could be based on Din Rabbanon, as we can say that even the Tanakama holds like Rabbi Elazar that Eidi Mesira Kati and the psul of Chasimus Ibdi Chavim on Gitei Noshim and Shechur Avodim is only a psul Rabbanon. However, Lemaisa, the Braisa brought a fourth case, which we said was only the Fira Meir, and that case was and of course that's the Din Raisa, because if the husband or the Odin was Chayza and he was Mevatel the Shlichus of the Shliach that went to bring the Get Noshim or the Shechur Avodim to his wife or to his Eved, then of course the Get Noshim and the Shechur Avodim is going to be bottle on the Raisadik level, and it's not a Din Rabbanon. And as Rashi states, V'haydu the Raisa Drachmana Oma V'Nosim B'Yada V'Zeli Nosim Loihu V'Loi Shluchai. Once again, our original question is still strong that L'Chayra, once we see that the Braisa is bringing cases with a similarity between Gitei Noshim and Shechur Avodim, even on Din and Duraisa, so L'Chayra we should bring the case of Lishma as well as the case of Menchob L'Kaka. And the Gemara continues and goes away from its original teretz that the only time that the Braisa mentioned a case was only by something which was a Psul Rabbanon, and the Braisa did not bring any cases with a similarity between Gitei Noshim and Shechur Avodim by cases where they're Psul and Duraisa. And the Gemara says El Kiktani Milsad Leis Bektushin, that the only time that the Braisa brought cases with a similarity between Gitei Noshim and Shechur Avodim are only dinim that are not relevant to Kedushin at all. However, Milsad Asa Bektushin like Tani, where we have dinim which are also relevant to the dinim of Kedushin, then we didn't actually bring those as similarities between Gitei Noshim and Shechur Avodim. And since the pasuk says V'yatzva Haisa, and we makish Yitzias Tavayas, and we makish the dinim of Kedushin to the dinim of Gerushin, and just like B'negei Gerushin, there's a chiyuv to write a get lishma and to make sure that it's written on something which is tol shmin akaka. So the same din applies by Kedushin, that if you go and mekadosh a woman with a shtar, that has to be done lishma, and it also has to be done on something that's tol shmin akaka, and it can't be done on mechubal akaka. And since those dinim are not only relevant to Gitei Noshim and Shechur Avodim, but it's also relevant to the din of Kedushin, so therefore before the Brisa didn't mention it, and the Brisa only mentioned those things that are only relevant to Gittin Nashim and Shechuri Avadim, and Rashi, 14 lines before it gets wide on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, goes through the first three cases of the Brisa where they're going to be relevant to Gittin Nashim and to Shechuri Avadim and not relevant to Kedushin, as Rashi states, before in Nechtav Leisib Kedushin, the Dakat Rabbanim B'yamahu, as that's a Takan Rabbanim B'gittin, Dilma Asi Baal Ma'aru Pasle, but it's not relevant to Kedushin, and Taisis adds in that if a woman was concerned that the Shtar Kedushin wasn't done properly, so she doesn't have to accept it from the Shliach, and by Eikutinami, in a Kosh B'Kedushin, it's not Kosh by Kedushin, the Haidach Shur B'Gittin, that the only reason why we Machshen an Eikuti by Gittin is based on the Gemara on Yudalim Beis that states that Eide Aged in Chisim Zebelezeh, Mashainkin B'Shashtars, and B'Negei the third case of the Brisa, as long as the Eide Messiah of the Kedushin was witnessed by Jewish witnesses, then of course, even if the Eidim that signed in the Shtar of the Kedushin were Goyim, then it would still be a valid Kedushin, as the only time we can make Exir Rabbanan that doesn't work is only by Get Noshim and by Shtar Shikhar of Ever Knani, and as Rashi says, the Gozri Dilma Aslam Misvchalayu and Matsuchin Le Gita Achrino, Al Bekedushin, Kimin Reis Mekudeshes, since Medurisa through Eidim Messiah is Mekudeshes, so the Rabbanan couldn't make Exir and say that she's not Mekudeshes, as if so, then it could be Sharis Ishishish Alma, as since Medurisa, the Eidim Messiah is Kati, and it actually is a valid Kedushin, so then if the Rabbanan would actually make such a Takana, they would actually be Mata and Ishishish Alma. The Gemara continues and asks, for Chazar Gufo Isib Kedushin, the Lechir, the fourth case that the Brisa brought down, and the fourth case was that case is even a din b'negei kedushin, as we know if a husband sends a shliach to be mekadesh his wife, so as long as the shliach was not yet mekadesh his wife and didn't yet give the kes of kedushin to her or didn't give the shtar kedushin to his wife, then this man can be mevatel the shlichus of this person. And as Rashi points out, that even the rabbanim would agree in this case that b'negei kedushin we wouldn't say that zachon la'adam shloi b'fanav, as when a woman is mekudeshes, it actually is a chayv tar to asla kuli amo because she becomes asa to everyone else. And number two, mishum haishtara in mischayv b'zayin sarah, that a husband is not chayv to support his wife just because they have kedushin, as that chayv would only start at a later point, and therefore there is no schusvar and in chavon adam shloi b'fanav. And once again, since we see that the brisa brought this fourth case and it brought a case with a similarity between get noshim and shechuri avadim, and even though that this case is shaykh by kedushin, l'chayv we see that the criteria in order to get into the mishnah is not based on something which is Isa B'Kedushin or Isa B'Kedushin, and L'Chari, the Mishnah should have also given the case of L'Shma and a case of Mechuba. And finally, the Gemara says that the last case that the Brisa brought is a case B'Shlichas Bal Kocha, the Begirishin Isa B'Kedushin Lesa, that the case was where a man said to Shliach and he said, I want you to divorce my wife and I want you to do so even Bal Kocha. So of course, in that scenario, that's only relevant to Gitei Noshim and Shechuri Avadim, which can be done Bal Kocha of the woman or of the Eved. And certainly this case is not relevant to Kedushin, as Kedushin has to be done l'daita, and it can't be done bal kocha. And Ayin Rashi, as well as Taisis, as to how they explain the Gemara, and Ayin Taisis, where he asked that L'Chari, why didn't the Brisa bring a fourth case that get Isha and Shechuri Avadim can be done bal kocha, whereas Kedushin can only be done l'daita, and even if you're Rabbanan, there would be four cases, Ayin Sham. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Kol Get She'eshel of Eikuti Pasol Chutz B'Gitin Nashim V'Shechuri Avadim, any shtar, which is called the get as well, that has on it an Eikuti, would be Pasol, aside from Gitin Noshim and Shechuri Avadim, which would not be possible as long as one of the Edim that signed on the Get Noshim or Shechuri Avadim would be a full-fledged Yisrael. And as we discussed on the Testament Beis, that really the reason why an Eid Kuti is possible is not a Din D'Raisa, and it's only Takan Rabbanan, and as Rashi says, the Chashidei Eid Sheka, as we are concerned that they actually will testify falsely and they will sign as false witnesses. And certainly based on the way we're explaining our Mishnah, we hold that Kutim Ageri Emes, therefore really the Eid should be a valid Eid B'Raisa, so just as a separate psul because of Chshad Rabbanon. However, if we would hold that Kutim are Geir Arayis, then they're not considered Jews at all, and therefore they either should be possible even on the Raisadic level. And the Mishnah continues, Maisa Shevil of Rav Gamliel, the Kfar Snoi, Get Isha, that it was a story where they brought in front of Rav Gamliel a Get Isha in this town called Snoi, for the Eid of Eid Kutim, and both its Eidim were Eid Kutim. The Hichshe and Rav Gamliel still said that this Get is Kosher, even though both Eidim were Kutim, and even though we just mentioned that the only time that Get would be Kosher is only if you had one Eid Kuti, but you have to have at least one valid Eid Yisrael in the Get Noshim and Shechuri Avadim. And Rav Gamliel said that it's kosher even though both of the Eidim were Eid Kutim. And the Gemara will discuss this and point out why it is not a Maisa Lister. And the Gemara continues, Mani Masisin, who is our Mishnah going like? Loi Tanakama, V'loi Rav Lezer, V'loi Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's not like the Tanakama, it's not like Rav Lezer, and not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Matzas Kuti Mutaris, V'adim Yaitzim B'Dechavasa V'Pesach. The Tanakama teaches us two dinim. First of all, the Matzah of a kuti is mutter to eat in entire Pesach, and we don't have to be chayshish that maybe became chametz. And number two, which is even a greater chiddush, that a person could even use these matzahs for the chiyuv deraisa of eating matzah on Leil Pesach, and even though on the first night of Pesach there's a chiyuv to eat matzah mishtameres, as the pasuk says, be'erev teichlu matzahs, and even if these matzahs are not chametz, but a ma'isa they weren't done l'shma and l'shem chayvus matzah, as the pasuk says, u'shmatan esumatzahs, then they would not be valid matzahs to eat for the chiyuv of achilus matzah. And the Tanakam holds a kutim mekin hein shesrich l'shtam l'shma va'is l'shima, and these kutim are geri emes, and they also accepted upon themselves this chiyuv that a matzah has to have shima l'shma, and they actually do shima l'shma to matzah, and therefore you can eat this matzah the entire Pesach as well as Leil Seder for the chiyuv matzah mitzvah. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Elazar isa l'fish ein bekiyum b'tikkuni mitzvahs. Rabbi Elazar argued in Tanakama, and he says that it's also to eat these matzahs the entire Pesach because we have to be choshish that maybe they became chometz as the kutim weren't careful with the tikkuni mitzvahs. And finally, the Brisa brings a third shita, which is the shita of Shimon Gamliel, which is sound almost exactly like the Tanakama. And Rav Shimon Gamliel imer kol mitzvah shechzikah b'kutim haben medakter b'yisim Yisrael, that any mitzvah that the kutim were machzikin, they were actually medakter even more than Klal Yisrael. And since they were makabel the mitzvah matzah, so therefore you don't have to be choshish that maybe became chometz, and you could also be yotzei yechiyuv matzah on Leil Pesach because the ma'isa they were makabel the inyan of shmiras matzahs as well, and they were careful to make sure to make the matzahs with shima l'shem chayvus matzah. The Gemara in Masechet Skula and Daf Dalet, the Gemara explains that Rav Shimon is coming to add on to the din of Tanakama, and they say af mitzvah shima divrei seferim, that even those mitzvahs which are not pure mitzvahs deraisa and they're coming with divrei seferim ve'niksub b'Torah and they're not mefurish in the Torah and mechziku b'samchin leal, that if they were machzik in those mitzvahs, then although the feet of Tanakama you wouldn't be seimech anakuti. However, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you could be seimech anakuti b'degay of those mitzvahs as well. And the Gemara continues to explain the shaila: money, who is the Tanava Mishnah? E Tanakama. If the Tanava Mishnah is the Tanakama of this brayso, afilu shash teres nami. So since they're not choshe b'negay saying eidah sheka, we should allow an eid kuti to sign on a regular star as well. And e Rabbi Loza, and if the Tanav Mishnah is Rabbi Loza, who states ein b'kiyum b'dukduki mitzvahs, so l'chayr afilu get ishinami loy. And since kutim were even choshed on mitzvahs deraisa, l'chayr how could the Tanav Mishnah state that a one eid kuti would be good enough to sign on gitei noshim or shechuri avadim? If l'chayr we should be choshed that they would sign falsely. And the e Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and if you can tell me the Tanav Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and he holds that the neman on those mitzvahs that they were machzikin. So once again, Memanoshach, it can't be Rav Shimon Gamliel, because either Achzuk, as if we know that the Kuta were Makbik and they were Medakta got Hilchas Gittin and Shtaris, why would our Mishnah differentiate between Gittin Noshim and Shechur Avodim, where a Kuti could work, and the case of a regular Shtar, where an A Kuti would be puzzle? And as the Gemara says, Afilu Shash Shtaris Nami, then L'Chur, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that an A Kuti could work even by a regular Shtar, V'idle Achzuk, and if Kutim were not Medakta on Hilchas Gittin and Shtaris, so Afilu get Ishinami Loi, L'Chur, even one eight kuti should not work by gitei noshim and shechuri avodim. And once again, how could it be that the mishnah is mechal between gitei noshim and shechuri avodim and other shtaris? And the gemara continues, v'chitem Rav Shimon Gamliel hi. And if you're going to tell me that the tana mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel and the achzik b'ha v'loy achzik b'ha and the kuta were machzik and the dinim and they were makbin on gitei noshim and shechuri avodim, but they were not machzik and they were not makbin on regular standard shtaris, but ihachi my iri chad I feel the treinami. Then l'chayr, why does the mishnah state that the only time that we actually allow an eight kuti is only if you have 1 8 kuti and 1 8 yisrael, as l'chayr if the makbin and the halachas of gitei noshim and shechuri avodim, so l'chayr even 2 8 kutim should be kosher. And alama amar Rabbi Loza, so why is it that Rabbi Loza explained our mishnah that l'chshir by el eidech kuti b'vad, that the only time that the mishnah said that a kuti could work by gitei noshim and shechuri avodim is only if you have 1 8 kuti and 1 8 that's yisrael, but not by 2 witnesses that are kutim? And l'chayr, why should it be a chiluk and why should only 1 8 kuti work? And the gemara answers, in the Rabbi Loza, really our mishnah is going like the shita Rabbi Loza, and really by kutim with choshed that they aren't makbin on mitzvahs at all. And therefore, by right, even by gitei noshim and shechuri avodim, even 1 8 kuti should not work and should be possible. However, chagoyin the chasim yisrael b'saif, the mishnah is talking about a specific case where the yisrael signed his signature on the get isha and on the shechuri avodim underneath the signature of the kuti. And we continue on daf yudam beis, and specifically because the yisrael signed underneath the signature of the kuti, therefore we actually will consider this a valid get and a valid shtar shechra. The lav the kuti chavava. As it must be that this Yisrael that signed knew that this Kuti was a valid aid and he wasn't choshed to sign falsely, as Yisrael would only let someone sign above him if he knows that that person is even more choshed than him and is even a better aid than him, and otherwise he wouldn't have given this Kuti the covet to allow him to sign him first. And this is the way the Meiri explains our Gemara. And the Gemara is, if it's true that if you have a Yisrael that signs after Kuti, then it shows that Kuti must have been an Adam Chashev, Safilu Shash Doros Nami. So why is this din only applicable to Gitin Noshim and the Shekhuri Avadim? If Lechari by all stars, the same din should apply. That if you find the Yisrael that signed after Kuti, then we should say it must be that Kuti was a Kosher aid, and the Shtash should be valid. And why is our Mishnah say that Kol Gat Sheyeshel of Eid Kuti is puzzle? And therefore it must be by the fact that the Yisrael signed after the Kuti is not necessarily a raya that the Kuti is more Chashev. And it must be that the reason why it's not kosher is because we say that even though Yisrael signed in the second spot on the shtar, but Revoch Shavak Lamad the Kosher B'nei, that the Yisrael only did this not because he felt that the first person was more chashev than him, but because the person was older than him, and that's why he was leaving that space for the person that was older, and that was the chashivas that he was showing for him, but it was not based on the fact that it was Adam Chashev. And that's why if you have a regular shtar that's Yeshel of Eid Kuti, that's Pasol. Therefore the Gemara says, Hachinami B'negeir Get Isha and B'negeir Shtar Shichar of an Eved, Revoch Shavak Lamad the Kosher B'nei, and Lechayer by the fact that Yisrael signed beneath the signature of a Kuti should not be right that Kuti is an Adam Chashev. And therefore we're back to the original question of the Gemara, the Lechayer, what is the difference between regular Shtaris, where if an Eid Kuti signs it's Pasol, and B'negeir Gitin Nashim and Shechur Avadim, that if an Eid Kuti signs it would be Kosher? And we explained our Gemara in a simplistic manner, and Rashi explains this a bit differently, as Rashi states in Dibur Maschil Ella, when this Yisrael signed onto the Shtar, it were also Yisraelim that were there, that were older than him, and it was also a Kuti. And the reason why he signed his signature a bit lower was because he wanted to leave space for the older Yisraelim to sign in that spot in order to give them covered. However, he wasn't actually taking any stand as to the kashrus of this Kuti, as he thought that the Kuti wasn't the one that would sign on the Shtar, and the only one that would be given permission and the right to sign on the Shtar would have been one of those Yisraelim who were older than him. The Gemara answers, Amar Papa, a Papa explains, Zay Samaris, Adia Get in Chesim Zebelezeh, that since it was the Takana, that all of the Edim in a Get would sign while seeing each other and while being together, and therefore, although B'negeir, a regular Shtar, it is possible to say that this Yisrael was standing around with many people that were older than him, and there was a Kuti there as well, and he signed on the Shtar thinking that his signature would be second, and the first signature would be of Yisrael who was older than him. After he signed on the Shtar, he walked out of Bezin, and afterwards the Kuti actually signed on the Shtar, and therefore he actually is not actually stating any testimony regarding the kashus of this Kuti. However, since B'negeir Get, the din is that all the Edom that sign in the Get have to be there at the same time and have to sign their signatures while all the Edom are there. Therefore, when this Jew signed in the second spot, so it wouldn't be possible that he would leave Bezin and then things would happen without his knowledge, and it must be that he actually was in Bezin and Bezin had someone sign in the first spot. And since it turns out that the person that signed in the first spot of the Get was a Kuti, so since this Yisrael was not Meicha and he allowed this Kuti to sign in that first spot, so it shows that this Yisrael felt that this Kuti was a Chava, and as the Gemara stated at the top of the Amid, they loved the Kuti Chava Hava, Loi Machtim Loi Mekameh. And Ayin Rashi, who states that since they all signed while in front of each other, so it must be that the Kuti signed before him as they signed in order of Chashivas, and therefore it's a Raya that this Kuti was a Chava. And the Gemara continues, My Taima, and why is it that B'negeir Edus of a Get and B'negeir Edus of a Get Shichra, that the din is that the Edim have to sign while they're all together, and you can't have an Ed sign and leave Bezin prior to the other Edim signing? And Amar Rav Ashi states, Gzeir Mishum Kulchem, that this Gzeir was made based on the Mishnah of B'negei Kulchem, as the Mishnah states on Nafsabach Vav and Beis, that if Reuven tells 10 people, Kulchem Kisvu Get L'Ishti, that all of you should write a Get for my wife, so the din is Echad Kesev, then one of them becomes a Sefer, the Kulum Chesmin, and all 9 have to sign onto the Get. And if all 9 don't sign onto the Get would be Pasul, as this is considered a Tanayin to the Get, as a Bekpeda de Baal Taya, the Leishavi Gita El Bahachi, as he's saying, I'm only making it a Get if you do it in this manner, and Lefikach Tikno, Afilu Hechad Le'Ama Kulchem, Shiyu Kol Edim Nekbatsu Mishasa Chasima, and the Chaman therefore will go, that in all cases, all the Edim that will sign on a Get have to do so in front of each other, and this way, when you have a Get where the husband said that all of you must sign, then all of them will make sure that we all sign on the Get, and one of them doesn't leave without actually having signed on the Get, because then the others won't actually let the Shtar go out of their hands, and the Get won't go to the Isha, Shaloi Kedin. And the Gemara continues, Gufo, we learned before that Amar Abelazar, Rabbi Elazar da Meir explained our Mishnah and stated, Lechshir by Ela Edecha Kuti Bilvad, when the Tanakhama stated that Kol Get Sheyeshel of Eid Kuti Pasol Chutz Megiti Nashim Shechuri Avadim, that the only time that Eid Kuti works by Gitei Nashim Shechuri Avadim is only if the Get was signed by one Eid Kuti and one Eid Yisrael, however, it was signed by two Eid Kutim, then it would not be kosher. And the Gemara asks, Mike Mashman, what is the Chiddush Rabbi Elazar, Lechir Tanina, this stated Mefurish in the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Kol Get Sheyeshel of Eid Kuti Pasol, that if there's a regular Shtar that has an Eid Kuti on it, it would be Pasol. Masha Inkin Gitei Noshim Shechuri Vadim, an eight kuti would be kosher, but the Maisitz Muchach that it's only kosher because it was only one eight kuti. But if there would be two Aidim that were kutim on the get and there weren't 80 Yisrael on the get, then it would be puzzle. And therefore, Al-Khir, what is the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar? And the Gemara answers, even Masisin, if we would only have the Deik from the Mishnah, Havmina, we would think, Afilu Trei Nami, that really, even if you have two 80 kutim on a get Isha or on a get Shechra, it would actually be kosher. And the reason why the Mishnah stated, Aloshin Yachid, is Mishum the Shtarist, Afilu Chad Nami Loi, is the teaching of Chiddush bin Gei Shtarist, that even if there was only one 8 kuti, they would still not be kosher. Kamashma, and therefore, Rabbi Elazar teaches us that even by Gita Noshim and Shechuri Avodim, the only time that the kuti could work is only if it's 1 8 kuti and 1 8 yisrael. However, if there's 2 8 in kutim, then it would be possible even by get noshim and by shechuri avodim. And the Gemara continues in answering Rabbi Elazar that v'trei loy. How can you say that the Mishnah holds if you have 2 8 that are kutim that the get would not be valid? V'aktani, but the Maisa, the Mishnah brings a Maisa which seems to be a Maisa l'siu, eh? And the Mishnah stated Maisa. It was a story v'avil of Rabbi Gamliel l'kvar and sorry get isha v'hu edim edi kutim v'chshia. That there was a story where they brought a get in front of Gamliel, and although both edim in the get were edi kutim, that still Rav Gamliel said that it was a kosher get, and we see that even 2 8 kutim would work and would be kosher. And the Gemara brings 2 terutzim. Amabaya, Abaya explains 3 edoy einachinami in the story by Rav Gamliel were actually be goyis, not edav 8 day kutim, and surely both edim were not 8 day kutim, and we should be goyis for your eight kuti that the eight was an 8 kuti. And einachinami there was only 1 8 kuti and 1 8 yisrael, and that's why Rav Gamliel said it was kosher. However, Rav Amar lo ilum trei Rav Gamliel miflik polig that einachinami really Rav Gamliel is chelik on Tanakama, and he holds that even if both Edim that signed on a get Isha or Shechuri Avodim or Kutim, it would be kosher. And as Tesis points out, that Lefi Rava, Rav Gamliel holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and he holds that the Kutim were Achzik Pahar, Vole Achzik Pahar, that although they were certainly careful regarding Hilchas Kitin, they weren't necessarily careful b'negei the halachas of other shtaris, Ayin Sham. And generally, we don't find that someone brings a story with a chelik on Tanakama unless we have that Shita, and therefore, Chesuri Mechsev HaChitoni, the way we have to understand our Mishnah is as follows. After the Tanakhama stated by Get Noshim and Shechuri Avodim that if you have 1 8 kuti that it works, however Gamliel was chaylik and he says Machshe B'Shnayim that I would be Machshe even if you had 2 8 kutim but the Geir Get Noshim or Shechuri Avodim and Maisa Nami, and then we bring a Maisa that supports Rav Gamliel. The Avil of Nir Gamliel Lekvar Snoi Get Isha that they brought in front of Gamliel a Get Isha in the town of Snoi V'Hu Edav 8 day kutim V'Hichshir, and even though both Edim in the Get were 8 day kutim, Rav Gamliel still was Machshe, which is of course Lishitasai. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and this Mishnah was actually brought as the third case that we had before in the Braisa with the similarity between Gita Noshim and Shechuri Avodim. And the Mishnah states, Kol Shtaris Ha'ilim Ba'Kol Yishol Oiv D'Chavim, any Shtar which was made in a secular court, Afa Pi Shechis Mein Oiv D'Chavim, that even though the signatories in the Shtar are or those of Oiv D'Chavim, Sheirim, so those Shtaris are considered Kasha, Chutz Mi Gita Noshim and Shechuri Avodim. However, this does not apply to Gita Noshim and Shechuri Avodim. The Mishnah continues, Rav Shimon Aimer, Rav Shimon argues in the Tanakam and says, that even Gita Noshim and Shechuri Avodim, which was signed by Oiv D'Chavim, would be kosher. And as we explained before, both the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon hold like Rabbi Elazar that Edim Misir Kati. However, the Tanakhama had a Gzira, and Rav Shimon doesn't have the Gzira in the scenario where the names of these Goyim that signed onto these Gitin was Shemus Muvakin, and they were names that no Jewish people would have, and they were names that were specifically used for Goyim. And for example, like the name Christian, which of course would not be a Jewish name and would only be used by Goyim. And the Mishnah ends, and the Gemara will have 2 different ways to explain this last line of the Mishnah, and it's either a continuation of the Shita of Shimon, or it's going back to the Reisha and to the Dinam of regular Shtaris, and it's teaching us that the only time that a Shtar would be valid with non-Jewish signatures is only if it was done in a non-Jewish court. But if a Shtar was written in a private and not official scenario, then if the Shtar was signed by non-Jewish people, we would not rely on such a Shtar, even if it's only a Shtar Raya. And before we begin the Gemara, let's just point out that in order to acquire land, there are really 3 ways to make a kinyan, either by using kesef, shtar, or chazaka. And generally, when someone gives a person a present, since there's no kesef that is actually changing hands, then usually in order to actually acquire the item, they wouldn't use kesef as the kinyan, but they would use a shtar. And the Gemara therefore states, kapasik v'tani, in our Mishnah we stated that kol shtar is ha'ilim ba'kai shal ha'chavim, aval pisha chismein ha'chavim, that the kosher, and therefore it's mashma, loishna mecha, loishna matana, it doesn't make a difference if the shtar was actually used for mechira, and then that shtar is only as a shtar raya, as the kinyan could have been done through kesef, and it doesn't make a difference if the shtar was a shtar matana, and therefore the actual kinyan, the acquisition, was done using the shtar. And even though the witnesses in the shtar were goyim, that this shtar would be a valid shtar, and it not only could be used as a shtar raya, but it even could affect perpetuate the kinyan. And just to point out that the Ran explains that, of course, a shtar mechira could be used as a shtar kinyan. It's not always used as a shtar raya. And for example, if someone says, I'm going to sell you this field, and they want to make a kinyan immediately, even before any cash changes hands, and the same is true in a gay matana, that if someone wants to give a matana to his friend, and they don't want to have to go through the process of writing a shtar, so then one could give the other a little bit of money, and the one receiving the gift could actually acquire the gift even without a shtar, and even by using a kinyan of kesef. However, when our Gemara is distinguishing between the shtar mecha and the shtar matana, Diva Behaiva is talking about the standard way, which is generally the normal case. And the Gemara now is, especially in mecha, we understand b'negeya the shtar mecha, where it's only being used as a raya, mechiyo zuzu kamayu hu dekana, that since the actual kinyan, the acquisition, was perfected by using money, the shtar raya ba'amu, and this shtar is only being used as raya, the loyo zuzu kamayu loyo v'mayu nafshayu v'kosli shtara, and this is actually a good raya, as even though it's signed by goyim, but the maisa by the fact that they actually wrote the shtar, so therefore it actually proves that there was a transaction that occurred, and there was a proper kinyan that was done previously, and this is being used as a shtar raya, as if the buyer didn't actually give money to the seller in front of the judges, then these judges would never have written a shtar raya, as a case wouldn't lie, since it would affect their reputation. And since this document is not being used as the actual kinyan, so it's not effectuating anything, and it's only being used as a raya, and therefore there's nothing wrong with having signatories that are goyim. However, the Gemara is, el matana b'negeya shtar matana, where you're trying to use the shtar as the actual way to effectuate the kinyan, but my kakadi, l'chari, how are you going to be koina? La b'hai shtar, l'chari, you're trying to be koina with the shtar itself, v'hai shtar chas b'almu, and since there are goyim that signed onto the shtar, so l'chari, this shtar is not a valid shtar at all, it's considered like a piece of earthenware ba'almu, and l'chari, it shouldn't work, and it shouldn't effectuate the kinyan, and how can our Mishnah state that kol ha'shtaris, ha'ilim ba'koish lo'ev d'kovim, av p'isha chismein lo'ev d'kachovim, it's kshirim, if l'chari, this type of shtar that is signed by goyim should not be able to effectuate kinyan, and this type of shtar should not work by a shtar matana. The Gemara answers, Om Shmuel, Shmuel responds, Dinan Malchusadina, that a benegeya, a regular shtar, then we have a klal, the Dinan Malchusadina, and therefore, even though the signatories in the shtar are actually goyim, this shtar is actually a valid shtar, even as a shtar kinyan, and you could acquire the sada even using the shtar. However, even though there's a din of Dinan Malchusadina, this does not apply to Gita Noshman Shechuri Avodim, because over there the Torah specifically tells us the chasimus of the Edim have to be people that are b'nei krisis ninu, and since goyim are not b'teris kedusha begitin, therefore they can't be signatories on gitei noshim and shechuri avodim. And the Gemara continues, v'ibayseima, or if you want, I could give you another teretz that in a chenami, when our Mishnah stated kol shtaris ha'ilim be'akoy shal ha'idukhovim ap b'shechasmein ha'idukhovim kshirin, is only teaching us that these shtaris are valid as shtari rayis, and for example shtari mechar. However, in a chenami as shtari kinyan, they would not be valid, even though the Mishnah seemed to only exclude gitei noshim and shechuri avodim. However, the way to learn our Mishnah is chutz micha gitei noshim v'shechuri avodim, aside from anything that's similar to gitei noshim and shechuri avodim, where the document is actually affecting a status of a person or an item, and therefore, just like by gitei noshim and shechuri avodim, such a document would not work. And if goyim signed on gitei noshim and shechuri avodim, the documents would not be valid. So the same thing would apply to a shtar kinyan and anything like a shtar matana, that if a goyim would have signed on that shtar, that this shtar would be void and it could not be used as a shtar kinyan. And Ayin Rashi, that the Gemara should have given a very simple teretz, because the Gemara beforehand stated that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Lezer, that Eidim Mesir Kati, and if so, why could we say that the reason why Shtar is Ha'ilus Ba'akosh Le'Evichavim, Alpi Shechismein Le'Evichavim would be kosher, and even B'negeya Shtar Kinyan, that's because Eidim Mesir Kati, and therefore the Chasimas are actually not effectuating the actual Matana, even B'negeya Shtar Matana, Ayin Rashi, how he explains our Gemara, and we will stop over here.